Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
The CAF Confederation Cup kicked off in 2004, replacing the African Cup Winners Cup. And, of course, the CAF Cup competitions and is the African equivalent of the UEFA Europa League. Now, I'm joined this morning by Vianney Johnny, the editor at Soccer Laduma, to chat to us about the final taking place this evening between Orlando Pirates and the Moroccan side, RSB Barkhane, and is being played at the Godswill Akpabio Stadium out in Nigeria at 9 o'clock this evening, SA time. Vianney, a very good morning to you and welcome to Early Breakfast.
Good morning to you, Ray, and good morning to the listeners. Happy to be here.
Chat to us about the two teams that are up against each other, because some people say that, you know, RSB has been scoring goals like crazy the last couple of games, and some other people say, you know what, we need to have a little bit of faith in Orlando Pirates.
And they are quite right, Zane, because if you look at the two teams road to the final, you will notice that the Pirates have not been doing well in front of goals. They've not been doing well in front of goals, and that's something that they need to work on. Also, they need to show, because this is going to be a test of character for them, especially if you look at how they did in their second leg in the final game at Orlando Stadium, in comparison to how RS Berkane did against TP Mazembe in the very same round of fixtures. It was chalk and cheese because the Moroccans showed up, and they showed up a big way to come from behind and eliminate TP Mazembe, who were fancied to win that clash. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see how Pirates manage this one, but they will definitely be tested.
There's a huge purse on this. I think you're talking about $1.5 million, which is approximately 20 million rand on this particular event, and that's the CAF Confederation Cup. And if you are out there, I'd love to know exactly who you're choosing as a winner in this game. And you can chat to us on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. You know, after this, they go into the Super Cup, then into the Champions League. But the key thing here is that a neutral venue has been chosen. It's not a South African venue or a Moroccan venue. It's a stadium out in Nigeria. What led to that decision, and why is it important to play this game in a neutral venue?
Well, you will recall, Zane, that in the past, the CAF Interclub competitions finals were a two-legged affair. So now to do away with it being a two-legged affair, they've now settled for a neutral venue where it will just be a once-off. But now that also comes with challenges, because a neutral venue simply means that it's a neutral venue and the support may not be as big as it would have been had it been a home and away affair. And it looks like now CAF are seriously considering going back to a two-legged final where the two participants will have a home and away feature to create that interest and the support for the cup final. So the reason it's now in Nigeria is simply because they needed to have a neutral venue so that it's just a one-legged final.
Chatting to Vianney Johnny this morning is the editor at Soccer Laduma. With the time at 7 minutes to 6 o'clock, we'd love to hear from you. Who are you choosing as the winner in this game? And it is the CAF Confederation Cup that kicks off this evening at 9 o'clock SA time, and it's being played at the Godswill Akpabio Stadium in Nigeria. The coach of Orlando Pirates has said that, you know, the RSB Barkhane are not very good travellers, and how will this affect their game?
Well, that's an interesting point, Zane, but when you get to this stage, it's all about character, because the coaches can do all they want, but if you don't show up, if you don't show character, then there's really not much that you can do, because at the end of the day, there will be supporters and the game will be supported, and people, a lot of expectation, there's a lot of tension, and Pirates have not won a trophy except for the MTN 8 they won last season. There's not really much to show for their attempts in the last six or so seasons. So a lot is at stake, and winning this competition will put a huge smile on the supporters' faces, and it will also give Pirates some cash injection, much needed cash injection. So there is a lot at stake, and whoever shows up on the night will definitely be a winner. But you can't blame anyone for doubting Pirates' chances, because, like I said, the last game that they played, they were really, really not convincing at all. And their game management was put to test, and they failed in that regard. And you know the North Africans with strength and mind games, because I'm sure that's going to be the order of the day tonight, because they will definitely try everything they can to make sure that they beat Pirates in the final. But if Pirates can stand up and show character, I believe they have it in them to win this game tonight.
Pirates have been sort of teamed to play a defensive game this evening. So would they kind of be on the caution and on the back foot within the first half, and then jump from there and see whether they'll be able to take chances in the second half?
You see, that's the game management I was alluding to earlier on, Zane, because once you get to this level, you've got to break the game into different sections. Where, for instance, you've got a target where you know the first 15 minutes, this is how we're going to handle this game. Okay, it's a cup final. Let's throw caution to wind and make sure that we don't concede the first 15 minutes. Let's keep calm. Let's stay compact and make sure that we don't expose ourselves. As much as we want to attack, but we've got to be very, very careful how we do it, because you don't want to go on an all-out attack and expose yourself at the back in the process. So those are things that are going to be, they are going to be tested on as Orlando Pirates, because that's something that they didn't do in their second leg semi-final game, which they were in full control of by virtue of going into the game leading 2-0. But if you look at how that game turned out, it was so nerve-wracking, because at some stage it looked like they were going to lose it to the Sudanese, but thankfully they managed to go through. But this is a cup final, it's a once-off, so one mistake, a mistake is a bullet, so to speak, in this one.
Who will the Nigerians, I'm very interested who the Nigerians will come out to support. Will they be supporting the Moroccans, RSB side, or will they be supporting the Orlando Pirates side?
I think that's going to be an interesting one, because in the Paris lineup we have their son in Olisanda, so surely he will be expecting a lot of support from his fellow countrymen and women. But knowing the tension that's always there between South Africa and Nigeria when it comes to football, I wouldn't be surprised to see them supporting Moroccans more than the South Africans.
Vianney Joni chatting to us this morning, editor at Soccer Laduma. Vianney, I'm going to have to ask you to call it down the line. Where do you see the match going, and who do you see winning this particular match, lifting the trophy above their heads this evening at about 11 o'clock? That's the CAF Confederation Cup trophy above their heads at 11 o'clock, and of course winning the purse of $1.5 million, which is roughly about 20 million rand.
You're putting on spot there. my heart says Pirates for obvious reasons. My head says the Gunner for obvious reasons.
And the final score in terms of goals, where do you put that? 2-1, 2-0?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of goals in this game. I would say 3 goals shared between the two teams will be the number of goals that we'll see in this game.
You're making it very difficult, because, I mean, it's not a choice between orange juice and guava juice. I'm going, you know.
I'm trying to play safe here.
Yes, I fully understand. Vuyani Johnny, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, the editor at Soccer Laduma. And next week, we will probably, Monday or Tuesday, we'll catch up with what the match was all about and, you know, who played the best match on the day. I think that is the key thing. And, yeah, that is the bottom line there.